we are joined in the studio by Gin Strings. There are four musicians in the studio, 24 strings by my count, and they are promising, and from what I've just heard, it'll do this, make your music to make your soul dance.
You have some pretty big strings on that. On that bass over there, Dick.
Yeah, they should count for,
they should count for more.
Maybe more, so yeah.
We'll see. When we listen,
he's only
we'll
got
see.
Four, but
he's
boy,
only got
they're,
four.
They're good size, yeah.
It takes a lot to move those things.
We have with us Matt Blake on the bass, Gavin Haskin on a mandolin, Eli Bentley on dobro, and John Miller on guitar, all of whom vocalize as well. Welcome, gentlemen.
Thanks for having us.
Step right up to those microphones and let's chat for a little bit. Yeah. We're speaking with Johnny Miller. Johnny, I mean, is that reasonable to call you Johnny Miller?
That microphone is not working, so if one of the guys can use mine for your question, do you mind?
Okay, sure.
Trying to fix it.
Go ahead. I can hear you pretty well now. I think you're standing closer to the one mic that we've got that's going. We're going to need to get all those other mics ready before they play some music here, right? Have you been up here before?
Oh, yeah. Some of us have been coming up to Grand Marais for a really long time, you know, since we were kids. And, you know, starting to play music and being able to travel up here and play music for the community is really a blessing or a... You know, yeah. it's just nice to be able to share what we've been creating with everybody up here because they've shared their beautiful home with us.
And you've got three gigs at the Gunflint Tavern.
Jeff and Susan over at the Gunflint are very accommodating to our music, and so we're very very happy to be up here yet again.
Oh yeah, I can tell from just a little I heard from you, you fit in just beautifully there at the tavern. Let's hear a tune to get us going. I was toying with the idea of just having you starting to play without an introduction. It would have been kind of fun too. But let's hear some of Gin Strings.
Can you introduce something in?
Yeah. This song will be off of our first album. It's called Back Pocket Lullaby.
Thank you. Strings. That was Matt, Gavin, Eli, and John, with Gavin and Eli doing the vocals, and Matt joining in on the chorus for the vocals.
What's Boy, you guys sound the, great. Excuse
beautiful.
Me, Dick. But
nice harmony.
Yeah.
Appreciate it.
Yeah. We like that. Although I was watching Matt over there just working his tail off, and I couldn't hear him very well, so maybe we can up that bass a little bit. Are you still there? Oh, yeah, he's over there. He's over there.
Yeah, I didn't notice that. I thought it sounded pretty good, but I'm not as attuned as you are, Buck.
Well, I'm closer.
Yeah.
That must be it.
Well, I'm watching the dobro, Eli, and I see those strings are way up off the neck. Is that always the case with dobros?
Yeah, on square necks, you play them flat like this, and you kind of push the bar into it so it doesn't hit the fretboard.
So it the fretboard. Yeah. You try not to hit the fretboard.
Right.
So you change the tone or the sound by...
Yeah, it makes it louder, too.
Bar, yeah.
That was kind of the big thing with the dobro when they made it, was to have an amplified instrument.
Yeah. And then we've got a mandolin and a bass and a guitar here with us. And you guys also have a fiddler that joins you.
Yep.
Actually was here, but you said...
Actually, he's here right now.
Yeah, his D string started coming unwound right as we walked into the studio.
I hate when that happens.
Man. I guess I would.
Sadly, they don't have many violin strings
I
up
bet
here.
They don't.
No, That's kind of a pickle we're in.
Yeah.
He might be sitting at the bar tonight.
Somebody's going to be drinking.
There's a business opportunity for you there.
Yeah.
Carry some musical instrument.
Everybody's listening.
I do have guitar strings.
Please bring a fiddle.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
But no fiddle strings, I don't think.
Guitar strings at Buck's Hardware.
Radio Shack.
Oh, that's a Radio Shack.
Yeah.
Okay. That's funny.
Do it. At least some of you have some classical training in playing.
This guy over here on the bass.
I thought we should raise him up a little bit. It wasn't hard to see. But you ended up playing the bass. Did you play other instruments prior?
Yeah, I started on violin and played a little guitar and everything, but just felt at home.
You have an opportunity because your buddy out there doesn't have a string.
Yeah, we'll see what we can do.
You have to play twice as well.
Maybe you could borrow his bow.
Yeah.
Maybe, yeah. Well, that'd be something.
An extra pair of arms.
And you're from the Twin Cities, and you've been up here before, so you got a feel for the area. This is a big weekend downtown, Dick. They should have a crowd at the
Tavern. Oh, there will be.
Tavern.
There's a lot of people in town, so yeah, it'll be a lot of fun.
Excellent.
And you'll warm them up. I mean, it's pretty cool out here. Did you notice the temperature change at all coming from?
Oh, yeah.
It started dropping.
You know, like 20 degrees?
Yeah, that's what it is according to the weather service.
Fresh air. Yeah, as soon as you're around the corner there by Duluth,
yep.
It
it's
starts
good,
to
clean
drop.
Air, though. Yeah.
Yeah. Whereabouts do you play in the Twin Cities area? You got regular venues that you hit? Or?
Recently, we've been regulars over at the Dakota Jazz Club downtown Minneapolis.
Yeah.
They have an excellent sound system, and it's very accommodating for our music. And, you know, people have responded well. They said, hey, we'd love to get a string band, you know, bluegrass style into the Dakota, and so we came in and gave it a shot, and it's been going well. So we've been continuing to come back to the Dakota, and it's been really nice.
Uh-huh. Yeah, a bluegrass band without a fiddle, Dick, I don't know. They do have a mandolin.
Yeah.
They may even get by with that.
But. And if we could just get the bow to use on the
on
bass.
On the bass, yeah. Yeah, I don't...
Oh, see, he's got it.
Hey. Now if he could just get it up on his shoulder.
Yeah.
Something would happen. Was that your own tune that we heard?
Yep, that was off our first album that we released last year, and we're working on a new album. We're going to play some songs from that album for you guys.
Do you guys write these things, write songs together then?
Mm-hmm.
A lot of arguments?
No. just ideas that pop out, and you know, you give it a shot and see what sounds good.
Yeah, it always kind of always amazes me how musicians can, you know, one starts a little tune and the other just fall right in like they knew it all their life.
I don't understand that at all.
I don't either.
But you each have very unique instruments, so I assume you play them differently in the same tune. I mean, so you might riff on something or improvise something in the song that somebody else is not following.
Yeah,
is that fair?
Yeah, there's definitely some soloing that takes place that is very spontaneous and, you know.
Sure.
Go with the flow.
Yeah.
Probably Matt. Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's pick on the guy over to your left. Well, maybe we ought to listen.
I think we need to hear some more music.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Enough of us talking.
All right, well, this one will be off of the new album that we're working on. That'll probably come out, you know, late October into September sometime, we hope. So,
this one's called Don't Leave Flowers.
Say it again?
Don't Leave Flowers.
Okay,
yeah.
Don't Leave Flowers.
Sky that my eyes adore. My brother went off to war, 'cause something burned him to the core. He had fire in his eye, made my mother cry. We've been fighting since we were four, and my girl, she don't make plans. And oh, the time we have spent trading words for smiles and driving for miles, getting nowhere with nothing to do. Well, baby, I've earned more than I deserve. I don't much, and I know you're concerned. Well, the water is gone, but the answer's your call. So I'm leaving, I'll be back in the fall.
Gin Strings. That was Eli Bentley.
That was nice.
With the dobro on the vocals.
Latest album.
That's the one they're working on.
Yep. Yeah. Oh, you're working on it. Okay.
Did you write that, Eli? Or
I did.
Yeah. Is that autobiographical sort of?
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah. Kind of life growing up out in the country. So. Yeah.
Very nice. That was a nice tune.
Yeah, it seems like we hearing a lot more of this type of music the last few years.
Yeah.
You know, it comes on, it always takes me back to Trampled by Turtles, which we've had here in Grand Marais. We're lucky enough to have them playing at one of our Unplugged concerts. Oh. And I think back in the 70s, we hardly heard any bluegrass of music up in this area, but it's great to have that individual instrumental sound. It really sounds good.
Yeah, it's great. You guys have a great sound.
Thank you.
And imagine with the fiddle.
Well, you know, he's out there. I think he's already opened a beer. I'm not sure. But I know if Matt would have brought his fiddle, he could play too. You know? I don't know what he was thinking. But
I don't either. He'll never make that mistake again.
No. We're bringing him along. No, I'm sure that you'll be able to get ready for tonight with the fiddle, or?
Oh, we should be able to make
do. Yeah.
We'll pull a brake cable out of the car or something.
Okay.
Throw it on there.
That ought to do it.
You can always get a guitar string from Buck.
Yep. There you go.
That's why I grow long hair, because you never know when you're going to need those.
That's what's going on here. Do you guys, you're playing down around the Twin Cities area and you move around in state, I assume, but are you able to, it's very difficult to do, are you able to support yourself with the music?
For the most part.
Wow.
Yeah, I mean, we all have side jobs, but it's definitely a nice thing to know that, you know, during the weekends, you know, we've got shows that we're playing, and you know, a lot of the time it's shows that we're really excited about, and you know, like Graham Ray, for instance, coming up here, you know, we've gotten to know a lot of the locals, and you know, we're excited to come up and see everybody and you know, meet new friends and just keep growing the community. And you know, it's something that especially having a day job is nice to fall back on the weekend.
So the girlfriends come along then?
Yes, they definitely like to come along, especially on a trip like Grand Marais.
Okay. Well, Dick has already done the weather, and you're fine tomorrow.
Tomorrow's going to be good.
Well, we hope so.
That's good to hear.
Sunday, you might as well play all day. You're going to be a little wet then.
You're going to be a little wet, yeah.
Yeah. Well, I really enjoyed those first two tunes, Dick.
Yes.
And I'd like to hear another.
I
How about you?
Definitely would. Yeah, I'm sure they've... I know they've got... They're going to be playing three
they better
gigs
have,
down here.
Yeah.
They've got a lot of tunes. So
got a lot of tunes.
But you want to share some of this new stuff with us.
Yeah, absolutely.
Do you do covers too? Or,
yeah.
Oh, yeah. So you got... Yeah. The whole gamut going. Well, yeah. Why don't you go ahead and introduce in?
Yeah, we'll play another one off of the album that will be soon to be released this year,
okay.
And it's called All the While.
Thank you.
guys didn't hold anything back on that one. That was great. I had a big smile on my face through the whole tune.
And we should have too.
Yeah.
You know.
I'm noticing Gavin on that mandolin there.
It looks too small for you.
Well, he doesn't have a lot of space to work with, does he?
Yeah.
Got to have fingers close together, and you've got more strings than anybody.
Yeah, apparently, yeah.
Is there pride of instrument here? I mean, do any of you think you've got the best instrument of the group?
I think Matt's got the best instrument, personally.
I think that's the unanimous vote.
The bass is the best.
Bass is just,
and he has the most work, that's for sure.
Yeah.
He had the bow out this time, too.
Yeah, yeah.
Sounded pretty good over there. I take back everything I said. We got time for one more song, Dick.
Yep.
Before they have to go, and have you got an idea?
Yeah. You want to play Blue Cheese?
Oh, sure. Yeah.
I think we'll do a tune off our first album. This one's called Blue Cheese.
It's already starting to smell in here, Dick.
Out.
That was fun.
Was really,
thank Thank you, guys.
That was really nice.
Thanks for having us.
We're pretty lucky, Dick.
Yeah, well, tell me.
Have music like this in the studio. Yeah.
They were all working really hard on the. Yeah, I mean, physically working hard.
That's for sure.
Of course, Matt with the biggest instrument.
And I don't know how he protects his hands. I was watching him just go.
Calluses, yeah.
Oof. Super glue occasionally.
Is it super glue?
No.
He's just got fingertips of steel.
When
all else fails.
Johnny and Matt did a little percussion on their instruments, too.
Yeah. Well, it's Gunflint Tavern tonight, about 8:30 or 9, and again on Saturday night. And on Sunday?
Yep.
What time about?
I think it's roughly about the same time.
Maybe it is.
A little earlier.
Okay.
We might start.
Sometimes they start around 7 on Sunday.
Yeah,
but
something like that. But, you know, we'll just kind of play it by ear and have fun with the locals and just...
Well, it's a great pleasure having you here in the studio for us. Appreciate it very much, you stopping by, and... Good luck with the gig and your future, and come back again. See us.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Thank you very much.
Appreciate you guys having us.